This is a Wisconsin art and artists edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, July 12th. One of the biggest art fairs in the Midwest is this weekend in Madison. Art Fair on the Square, along with Art Fair Off the Square, featuring Wisconsin artists. I usually try to attend and sometimes pick up a masterpiece from a Wisconsin artist, a print or a painting, a scarf, a painted gourd even, garden art, pottery. There's always a lot to choose from. Do you enjoy art fairs? Do you try to get to them to support your local artists? Tell us about an art fair that's in your community, or tell us where you like to go to see art in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And if you're a Wisconsin artist, I hope you'll call in and tell us about the art that you make. And I hope you'll even post a photo of some of your work on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will also talk about some of the Wisconsin art museums, including the Museum of Wisconsin Arts, which moved into a new building in West Bend this spring. That's another place I am looking forward to seeing. Our guest this hour is George Sugros, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Well, we decided that it would be timely to focus on the arts in Wisconsin because of the big art fairs in Madison this weekend. But I know that there are many, many similar art fairs, outdoor art festivals in many communities around Wisconsin. This is a popular thing to do in the summer, isn't it?
Absolutely. To get out, first of all, get outdoors after a long winter and spring. But to see the wonderfully creative work of our artists across the state, and in an accessible way, in a festive way, it's great for the artists and it's great for the people who are attending.
Do we have any idea how many artists there are in Wisconsin?
There has recently been a study out by the National Endowment for the Arts, and I believe the number was somewhere in the area of 35,000 people, and of course they're looking at census data to come up with that information. And if I recall correctly, it put us about 30th in the United States as far as the number of artists.
Well, that's pretty good. And tell us what they're making. What is considered a Wisconsin artist?
Well, it's as broad as you could make it. A Wisconsin artist could be practicing a tradition of a tradition from their ethnic background or from their work background. It could be somebody who's doing glass blowing or printmaking. It could be somebody who's sculpting using found objects to create their art. So it's a large, large ecosystem in the arts here in Wisconsin.
And we're going to focus mainly on the visual arts, but certainly there's more to the arts community than that. How important is the arts community to Wisconsin and our culture and our economy, for that matter?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the arts are extremely important for a number of reasons. Obviously, for the development of our citizens, so their creativity and their ability to problem solve. It's also really important to our communities in the sense that they make beautiful places. And as we know, people find the place they want to live now first, and then they set about trying to find the jobs they want to have. So that built and natural environment is extraordinarily important to luring talent to our state. And the arts are being used in wonderful ways to symbolize growing and thriving communities, whether you're in La Crosse in the new downtown district there or the new Thelma Sadoff Center in Fond du Lac and what that's doing to revitalize downtown. So it's everything, and the arts have been that way forever, and they're just morphing in the 21st century.
Tell us a little bit about Art Fair on the Square and Off the Square this weekend in Madison.
So in Madison, we have over almost 250,000 people coming to see wonderful work. In the case of the Art Fair on the Square, it's an event that's sponsored by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, and artists from around the nation come to show their wares And again, in an extraordinarily festive atmosphere where there's great food and great music. And as you said, at the top of this, you get a chance to pick up some masterworks from some wonderful artists. And I think part of the glory of festivals and fairs like these are you get to meet the artists. You know, in this day and age where you can run down to a big box store and pick up something that looks like art, it's so important to know the person that made the thing that you have now, because it helps enhance the story you tell when you talk to your friends about why you purchased it. Mm-hmm. And the Off the Square is hosted by the Wisconsin Alliance for Artists and Craftspeople. So very specifically Wisconsin artists and their work. And so you get the best of everything as you come down to the square this weekend.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I would love to hear from some Wisconsin artists. Maybe you're going to be a part of Art Fair on the Square or Art Fair off the Square. Tell us where we can find you, whether or not you're at that festival or not. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. George, you say that the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art is the sponsor of Art Fair on the Square. Is this a fundraiser?
Certainly, it helps the bottom line. There's no doubt. It's money, but it's also visibility, and it's another marker for the community to remember the value of the arts, whether it's the beauty of the art that they see, or the economic impact of 250,000 people coming to a space, and all of the meals and hotel rooms and everything else that throws off. So it works on a number of levels for the institution, but it certainly, I think, works on a great number of levels for the community as well.
Yeah, and are you familiar with other art fairs in other communities?
Oh, sure. Well, and it's a good opportunity to say that the Wisconsin Department of Tourism took over a publication of ours called the Wisconsin Art and Craft Fairs Directory. And so if people want to know about all of them, they can go to travelwisconsin.com and order the publication. And it lists those fairs and festivals by the month, and there are throughout the year here in the state, whether it's outdoors during the summer or indoors during the winter. And also gives an opportunity for people to know the kind of work that's shown at those fairs and festivals. But, you know, it can be 200,000 people in Madison, or it could be folks at the Lakefront Festival in Milwaukee, which happened earlier this summer, or it could be the holiday fairs and festivals that go on around the Christmas holidays. So,
well, Barbara on Facebook posts that Art in the Park in Appleton is the last Sunday in July. As an Appleton native, I've been to that particular Art in the Park event a number of times. That always is a wonderful one. Thank you very much, Barbara. Jerry on Facebook posts, I create bottle trees. I love those.
Those are very cool.
You are welcome to visit my gardens in Princeton, Wisconsin to see my designs. Well, thank you very much, Jerry. What about you? Are you looking forward to an art fair in your community? Tell us where you like to go to see art. And if you're a Wisconsin artist, please tell us about the art that you create. And even post a photo on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you'd like. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is Tell Joy Where to Go to See Art in Wisconsin, from outdoor art fairs like the art fair on and off the square that's this weekend in Madison to indoor galleries and museums. We'll talk some about those as well. And I'm also going to ask our guest, George Sugros, to talk a little bit about the new Wisconsin Museum of Art, which is it's in a new building in West Bend. We'll talk about that as we go along as well. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's going to be a sunny, warm day today in Wisconsin with highs in the low to mid-80s. Clear tonight, a low near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of rain. Well, let's hope not, but for the art fair's sake anyway. Highs will be in the low to mid-80s. On Sunday, warm and sunny with highs in the 80s. Coming up on Central Time today, after 3 o'clock, Veronica and Jean will discuss the news of the day, enjoy another round of Food Friday with a guest who will help us get inspired about corn, and talk about why studying philosophy makes you employable. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, July the 12th. We are talking about where to see art in Wisconsin. Wondering if you are looking forward to a favorite art fair. Wondering if you have a favorite local artist. Do you make a point of supporting your local artists? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is George Sugros. He is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. And before we go to the phones, George, I did want to talk about the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend. I have to admit, and I'm embarrassed to say this, the Museum of Wisconsin Arts in West Bend, I didn't even know we had a Museum of Wisconsin Arts until I saw the coverage of the new building in this spring. Tell us about the Museum of Wisconsin Arts.
A great opportunity to reveal the secret, isn't it, Joy?
Yeah.
So the Museum of Wisconsin Art actually started as the West Bend Museum of Art. But all throughout its history, it had as one of its major thrusts the support and lifting up of Wisconsin artists. And so as they started to look at a new space, they went through a whole branding change and changed their name to the Museum of Wisconsin Art. And as you said, this spring opened a wonderful new facility, and I was blessed to be there for their opening and saw people coming from all around the state to see the work, and on display was the work of Wisconsin artists from pre-statehood to the present day. And so it's a wonderful facility with great educational classrooms and a number of beautiful galleries. And one of the things that's really kind of fun is that they have a visual storage. So, you know, in a lot of museums, there's a lot of material that doesn't get shown in the galleries and exhibition halls because it's much more than they would have space for. But in this case, in the Museum of Wisconsin Art, that storage is visual to the public. So you can see hanging on sliding walls the work that's in storage. So that's a fun wrinkle.
Well, who are some of the famous Wisconsin artists from the past?
So you would certainly list among those Georgia O'Keeffe. You'd probably list among those Frank Lloyd Wright and his architecture. And to the present day, you've got folks like Warrington Colescott, and the glass tradition here in the state, springing from Harvey Littleton, but of course, with the big name, Dale Chihulia, an alum of the UW, who, by the way, is being displayed right now at the Payne Art Center in Oshkosh.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, we have some callers, and we have room for you, too. Tell us about some favorite Wisconsin artist, past or present. Tell us about some sort of arts event or arts fair that is going on in your community this summer. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I did post on Facebook more information about art fair off the square, and I did post the publication that you can find on travelwisconsin.com on the Wisconsin Art and Craft Fairs this summer, the events calendar. That's on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mike in La Crosse is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Joy.
Yes, do you have an event in La Crosse?
Yes, the La Crosse Arts Initiative is sponsoring an event September 16th through the 21st. It's a plein air painting event, and Ken DeWard, a well-known plein air painter, is going to be doing a demonstration, and Margaret Carter Baumgartner will be doing a outdoor plein air portrait. She's a nationally known portrait artist in La Crosse.
Wonderful. And, when in September is that?
September 16th through the 21st.
Is this something that you are participating in, or are you just going to go watch?
Yeah, well, I'll be one of the people helping organize it, and if I've got the time, I might be painting in it, too. I'm part of the La Crosse Arts Initiative.
So you're a painter?
Well, I do sculpture is my main thing, but I do painting, drawing. Today I'm going to be out in the streets doing chalk art on the sidewalks for downtown La Crosse for their Crazy Days sale.
Well, that's
a variety
wonderful.
Of things.
That is wonderful. So
Mike is a very active artist in the La Crosse area, and
hi,
Mike,
George.
Good to hear your voice.
Well, I just love this. You're a sculptor, you're a painter, and you're going to do sidewalk art. So
it's a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, that makes me want to ask, Mike, what is art?
Well, for me, Joy, I consider the humanities in general. When people talk about why art, why do we need this, should we teach our kids, you know, they call it the humanities for a reason. It's what makes us human. I mean, you can survive if you want, but what have you got? I mean, you need the arts, all of them, visual, music, dance, sculpture, everything. You just, it's our way of perceiving the world, the beauty in the world, and then expressing it to other human beings and communicating. It's a manner of communication. I mean, math is a language of science and that, but the arts, this is a human interaction, and we need it, okay? Whatever we're going to do.
Well said.
And it does have an economic viability, and it's a necessary part of who we are. And that's why, and I mean, for example, it's like, why teach kids to draw or something? Well, you know, learning that skill, it isn't just about creative thinking. It's about learning to see the beauty in life. You can actually learn to perceive almost anything. I mean, the way the light falls on it, the shadows, the shapes. If you learn that, you can see the beauty in life. You don't need drugs. You don't need anything. You can pause for a moment and ponder the beauty of this world. And that's what the arts are about. That's what they teach. And it's really necessary. And it gets so ridiculous for everybody to start thinking of it in only economic terms. And I really don't like when people treat the arts as this poor cousin that needs a handout. Whereas economically, you know, we're all business people. If we're doing it as a professional, we're business people, and there's a product, and there's sales. It's what we do, and we should be treated like any other small business that needs to be encouraged, and not like somebody who just needs a handout.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry about that. That's my.
I love it. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for telling us about the event in September. So, George, you want to respond to that?
How much more than amen can you say? But in reality, human interaction is what Mike was talking about. And when you think about the fairs and festivals, and also the number of free concerts during the summer, bringing communities together across the state. That's in fact what it is all about. That the arts bring people together in ways that other things can't, and provide that opportunity to interact and to build communities. So, I couldn't agree with Mike more.
Mike, thanks again for the call. Our next caller is Susan in Cottage Grove. Hi, Susan.
Hi, I'm so excited that you have this show. There's a fantastic exhibit going on in Kenosha right now. It's an annual event of the Transparent Watercolor Society of America, and this is their 37th annual juried exhibition. I went a few weeks ago, and I just was overwhelmed with the fantastic watercolor art. It's at the Kenosha Public Museum, and it goes till August 4th.
Wonderful.
There also, I don't know if you've already mentioned, there's a Wisconsin Regional Artist Program.
No.
It's partly sponsored by an outreach program of the University of Wisconsin, and partly, in cooperation with the Wisconsin Regional Artists Association. And they have local art exhibits where amateur artists can display their work, and if they're lucky enough to get what's called a state award, then they can exhibit their paintings at the Pyle Center at a state exhibit and competition in September each year. There's a website for this group called the WRAAWRAP.com. It's the Wisconsin Regional Artists Association.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much, Susan, for letting us know about those events and programs. And George, any reaction to that?
Well, two things. One, the Wisconsin Regional Artists Association grows from the rich tradition of the Wisconsin idea, because across the state went UW professors back in the early parts of the 20th century, and going to farms and communities to help people learn how to draw and learn how to paint and learn how to express themselves through the arts. So that particular program has a long, rich history, as did the Let's Draw program on Wisconsin Public Radio. So distance learning was taking place in the 20th century in very interesting ways. But again, to bring out the expression of our citizens, which was so very important. And then the other part of what she was talking about is the rich number of museums we have in the state, whether they are called art museums or public museums or children's museums. We're really blessed with a number of wonderful institutions here in Wisconsin.
And we'll talk more about the museums we have in Wisconsin, the places where we can experience the arts. We'll talk more about other art fairs and art events that are happening in Wisconsin this summer and beyond. And we'll welcome your questions. We'll welcome your input. If you're a Wisconsin artist, we'd love to know what you do and where we can see it. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is a Wisconsin Arts edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Our guest is George Sugros, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll continue our celebration of Wisconsin artists and places to see art in Wisconsin in just a few minutes. And we want you to tell us about a favorite Wisconsin artist or art fair or art gallery or art museum. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, July 12th. This is the hour each week when we focus in on something special about Wisconsin life. We talk about something we love about Wisconsin culture, and we play an audio essay from our Wisconsin Life series. Today, did you know that Liberace was a Wisconsin original? Even decades after his death, he still attracts attention and was the subject of a recent movie. Dean Robbins shares the story of the flamboyant entertainer in this week's edition of Wisconsin Life.
Wisconsin is supposed to be boring and bland, but you and I know it's not true. We have proof. His name is Liberace. Walter Liberace came from a devout Catholic family in West Allis. He was a piano whiz in grade school, focusing on classical music. At the tender age of 20, he played a concerto with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at Milwaukee's Pabst Theater. But Liberace grew tired of doing classical music in stuffy concert halls. The kid from West Allis had a taste for razzle-dazzle. In the 1940s, he dropped the name Walter and billed himself simply as Liberace. His new act mixed flashy classical works with flashy popular music.
I'm going to open my show tonight with Tchaikovsky's 12th Street Rag.
And Liberace got the message. Flashiness was his future. From the 1950s until his death in 1987, Liberace earned the name Mr. Showmanship. He trafficked in excess, always delivered with a friendly wink. He arrived on stage in a Rolls Royce.
How did you like the entrance? Was that okay?
His act featured showgirls and comedy routines. He also perfected a gimmick that was literally splashy, called the Dancing Waters.
Mm-hmm. Liberace wowed his audiences with ornately decorated pianos, topped with his trademark candelabra. His costumes included a beaded tuxedo, an ostrich feather robe, oh, and a white llama fur coat with a 16-foot train.
Boy, it really stops traffic when I shop at Safeways.
He once told a reporter, "I didn't come here to go unnoticed." As for music, he gleefully mixed Chopin with Home on the Range. Critics scorned Liberace's flamboyant style, as you might expect, but he couldn't have cared less. After all, he typically earned more per year than any entertainer on earth. In response to the harsh criticism, he famously quipped, "I cried all the way to the bank." In an era when gay celebrities had to hide in the closet, Liberace lived more or less openly. He officially denied being a homosexual, of course, but he declared it on stage every night in so many words. For his gay fans in a more repressive age, that was part of the fun. Sadly, HBO's recent biopic, Behind the Candelabra, tries to spoil all the fun by peeking behind Liberace's glorious facade. The idea is to expose his sometimes less than glorious private life. But as a Wisconsinite, I have no desire to peek behind Liberace's glorious facade. I love his glorious facade. It's the best evidence, to date, that Wisconsin can be as glamorous as any state in the Union.
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Dean Robbins is the editor of Madison's alternative weekly, Isthmus. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. Back now to our Wisconsin Arts Edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 19 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, July the 12th. Our guest is George Sugros, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. He's sharing with us many ways we can appreciate the arts in Wisconsin, and we welcome your calls on favorite Wisconsin artists and art fairs and Wisconsin museums, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can even post a photo of your artwork that you love from a Wisconsin artist, or if you're the artist him or herself, we'd love to hear from you and see what you do. You can post that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And Ruth on Facebook is an artist who says she doesn't do fairs anymore, but she did share a beautiful chalk pastel of a lake landscape on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So thank you very much, Ruth. I suppose, George, that it can be kind of tough working art fairs and running around the country as an artist showing your wares like that. So Ruth doesn't do it anymore, but she still presumably loves to do her art.
Yeah, absolutely. But as Mike was saying before, the arts also in that space are a business. And so at a certain point, you decide where you want your business to go. Again, the Art and Craft Fairs Directory is a great place for artists who want to do the fairs and festivals to figure out which ones to attend, which ones to. So it's a business development tool for them. But they may decide, nope, it's time to stay back at home and use the internet for selling their work. And whether it's on Etsy or places like that, Wisconsin artists are out there as well selling their work around the world. And it's also a great opportunity to remind everyone that Portal Wisconsin exists, that great collaboration of the Cultural Coalition, Public Radio, and the Arts Board being two of the eight members. And people get the opportunity not only to find the fairs and festivals and other events, but also there's a wonderful online gallery where Wisconsin artists are showcased. So that's another wonderful resource for your listeners.
I know from time to time I also see artists who work from their homes or have a gallery right in their home or will invite the public to come and see them do their work.
Absolutely. Studio tours are wonderful opportunities for, again, people to connect with the artist who's making the work. The Fall Art Tour in Mineral Point in Dodgeville and that area, is the granddaddy of them all, but a number have sprung up across the state because people want to have that connection with the artist.
Let's take a call from Joan in Oconomowoc. Hi, Joan.
Yes, hi. I'd like to talk about downtown Waukesha. It is amazing. There are 150 artists, about 20 to 25 art galleries. It's a wonderful opportunity. One particular gallery is the River's End Gallery, where you can see a studio in the back. The artist is painting most of the time. 3,500 square feet, a big place. There's the Almont Gallery. There's a potter shop. Tons and tons and tons of art in Waukesha. It's really a great place to spend the day, and nice restaurants as well.
Yes, and Joan, you're an artist yourself?
I am.
What do you do?
I'm a painter.
And do you show your work in some of the galleries there?
I do. I'm in the River's End Gallery.
Wonderful. And that is, a lot of communities have real thriving arts communities and galleries, George.
Oh, most definitely. All across the state, whether they're for-profit galleries on Main Street showcasing Wisconsin artists, or they're connected to the universities and those galleries. And, you know, Joy, also coffee shops across the state are great displayers of Wisconsin artists. So people are going to find Wisconsin art on Main Street and in the rural areas of our state.
Thank you so much, Joan, for letting us know about downtown Waukesha. Courtney in Mineral Point. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
And there's something going on right now in Mineral Point, you say?
Yes. There's an annual event that takes place at Sheikh Craig Alley Center for the Arts, and it's called the Woodlanders Gathering.
And what do you do? What do you see there?
It's a rustic arts and crafts gathering, so individuals sign up to take workshops ranging everywhere from blacksmithing classes. We have seen people make triangular dinner bells. And I think on our last day of this event, there's going to be printing with fish. So you actually use a fish to print on T-shirts.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's a full range of arts and crafts going on in Mineral Point.
And so a layperson like me can go there and make my own art, right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Are you going to be teaching?
I'm not teaching. I am assisting in sort of the volunteer and staff effort. It takes a lot of people to get ready for the large number of instructors and students who come out for this event. But Mineral Point, as already mentioned, is a really great kind of rural location for artists. There's tons of art galleries, great food sites here. So there's lots of things to get your hands into this weekend in particular.
Right.
So,
including a fish. And when is the fish printing workshop?
The fish printing takes place. We decided to do that as one of the last workshops this year. it comes with a little bit of a smell. So
yeah,
it takes place on Sunday afternoon. And there are still some spots left, so if folks want to come out, it would be a great opportunity to try something new.
I'm tempted. Thank you, Courtney. George, have you ever printed a T-shirt with a fish?
I can honestly say, Joy, I have not, though that sounds really intriguing. And what it reminds us is that Sheikh Rag Alley and the many arts organizations across the street, the Arts Board is privileged to support through grant making, and so we're thrilled to have the opportunity to work in partnership with these groups across the state to provide opportunities like these. Also, it also reminds us that besides going and viewing art, people want to roll up their sleeves and make art.
Yes, and I know that there are different workshops. You wanted to talk maybe a little bit about the Madeline Island Art School?
Well, yes, there are a number of art schools across the state. Madeline Island, of course, a beautiful location to go and learn, but also the Peninsula Art School in Door County.
Right.
So there are a number of opportunities for people to go roll up their sleeves, and if they have the talent already to enhance it, and if they haven't tried something that they'd like to try, do that. Another example of that kind of an opportunity is the School of the Arts in Rhinelander, which takes place from the 20th to the 24th of this month, And they're celebrating their 50th year this year, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, happy anniversary to the Rhinelander School of the Arts. Well, I'm learning all sorts of new things about the arts in Wisconsin, and I hope you are too. If you're a Wisconsin artist, we would love to hear from you. You can call in and tell us about the art that you make. You can post a photo of some of your work on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. David on Facebook says, I'm a Wisconsin artist living in Wisconsin Rapids. I use my photography to draw people's attention to the beauty in the world, and he included a very nice photo, a close-up photo of a globe thistle flower. Thank you so much, David. How about you? Tell us about how you enjoy the arts in your community. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's going to be a sunny, warm day today. We can expect a high temperature in the low to mid 80s, clear tonight, a low near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the low to mid 80s, and on Sunday, it's going to be warm and sunny with highs in the 80s. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we will talk about new federal regulations that are affecting the trucking industry and affecting us as well, because trucks have a lot to do with what we buy in stores every day. So we'll learn more about these regulations and what they mean coming up after 7 o'clock.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there. Hey, smell.
This is a Wisconsin Arts edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 8 minutes before 7 o'clock now on this Friday, July the 12th. Our guest is George Sugros. He is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board, and he is sharing with us many of the ways we can appreciate the arts in Wisconsin. And let's go back to the phones. Albert in Mauston is with us next. Hi, Albert.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to mention that there are a lot of artists like myself who are disabled here in Wisconsin. I'm a legally blind artist, and I'll have several pieces at the VSA booth at the art fair on the square.
What is the VSA
booth? The VSA Arts of Wisconsin is on Aberg Avenue, and they help people with disabilities get art out to the community.
And this is going to be an art fair on or off the square?
On the square.
On the square, Albert. And now, you're legally blind, and you do oil paintings.
I do oils on canvas, and I will also have a showing in September at the UWHSLC building. And I do have a website, which is blindguystudios.com, that people can go and see my different interviews that I've had on television, NBC 15 and CBS Channel 3 with Pam Towser.
Well, that's wonderful, Albert. Tell us, I'm curious as to how someone who's legally blind got into being an oil painter.
Well, it was just a situation where I was working as a massage therapist at the Kalahari, and I had a show with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind as I did it as a hobby. And from there, I got a Live at 5 interview with Pam Towser, and it just kind of materialized from there. And I saw, how one thing led to another, and it just kind of turned into a full-time thing right now. I have my original art on different products, such as trivets and totes, which you can look at on the website. And I'm pretty much doing that full-time right now.
Well, congratulations. I'll be sure to check it out. I will be at Art Fair on and off the square this weekend. And will you be there showing your wares?
Unfortunately, this time I will not. I have been there in the past, mm-hmm. but circumstances, I haven't been able to drive since 1992, so It's a matter of coordinating, you know, rides and getting from one place to another.
Well, Albert, I could talk to you much longer, but we have so many other callers, I should let you go. And, George, that's amazing to me, somebody who's blind who paints.
Well, absolutely. And VSA, which used to be called Very Special Arts, is an organization here in Wisconsin and across the nation that works with people of all abilities to be able to bring their art out of them. So happy for Albert.
Yeah, thank you, Albert. Manzanita in Cornucopia. That's very musical. Manzanita.
Hi.
In Cornucopia. Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling because we do in Cornucopia, I run a small weaving shop on the waterfront there. Every second weekend in September, we hold an annual Cornucopia Art Crawl where we feature all of our South Shore artists.
And the art crawl means that people can go from one gallery or studio to another?
That's correct. All around the whole town of Cornucopia, and it's very small there, and all along the waterfront. We invite all of our artists to come and show off their awesome work.
Wonderful. And what kind of weaving do you do, Manzanita?
I do I do what's like a spirit weaving. I do fine cloth with natural fibers and like some nice dye work, you know.
Yeah, and do you ever come to other, like Madison for an art fair on the square or something like that?
I would love to. Summertime keeps me super close to Cornucopia, so.
Well, that's a beautiful place to be in the summer too. So
I enjoy my time on the water.
I will. I'll be in that area in August. So
excellent, excellent. Well, I hope to see you there, Joy.
Thank you very much for calling. So that's in September. Leah in River Falls is with us. Hi, Leah.
Hi, this is Leah, and I was going to tell you about River Falls because we have tons of artists here. It seems like all of the little towns have them. But there's one especially interesting, I think. It's called the Kinnikinnick Clay Works. It's right on the beautiful Kinnikinnick River, and you can make pottery. They have lessons for children all through to adults. They actually make their own clay there from local clays, which makes it very unique. And their style is mainly like a Japanese style, but also it moves into more avant-garde pieces. It's quite interesting.
It sounds like it. A local clay pottery in River Falls. Yeah. Wow. Leah, thank you very much. I'm really getting inspired, George. How about you?
Well, it's all about community pride, isn't it? There are artists everywhere in the state, not just in Madison and Milwaukee.
That's right. Well, I think we have time for one more. Karen in Oshkosh. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'm calling in because we are having a festival in Oshkosh for the very, very first time. It's going to be the first year. And it's called the Clawhammer Music and Arts Festival. And we're kind of breaking it up into all the music that's going to be in the grand ballroom of an old Masonic temple. And in the downstairs parts, it's going to be all artists locally and from Wisconsin. And they're going to be showcasing, and they're going to do workshops so people can just walk around, talk to people, talk to the artists themselves, and get inspired and get ideas and maybe learn from them. And you get a ticket price, but all the demos, workshops throughout the day.
I'm sorry, Carrie. Karen, I don't mean to rush you, but we're almost out of time. When is this going to be?
It's this next weekend on the 20th and the 21st. So it's 2 days.
Thank you very much for sharing that. There are so many events going on. I don't even know where I'm going to start, but I'm going to go to as many as I can. I guess, George, it seems to me that the arts community in Wisconsin is thriving.
It's alive and well, Joy, and we didn't even talk about all our wonderful museums that are there throughout the year, providing opportunities for people to see beautiful art and to get educated about it. So many more places for you to go.
Yeah, there are many. That's true. And we will post a lot of this information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks, George, for being with us.
My pleasure.
George Sugros, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Arts Board. Thanks very much to Justin Williams for producing this program. Thanks to Robin Cherry for on-air direction and to Christy Taylor for on-air production. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.